This is VOA News. Protests against a controversial extradition bill and Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam have again brought the Asian financial capital to a standstill. The march by hundreds of thousands of protesters Sunday comes a day after Lam suspended the bill, but the protesters say they will continue until it is permanently revoked. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Trump plans to discuss the Hong Kong issue with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping at the upcoming G20 summit in Japan. Amid rising tensions in the Persian Gulf, Secretary Pompeo told Fox News Sunday that Washington would guarantee freedom of navigation for shipping through the Strait of Hormuz.
This is an international challenge. This is important to the entire globe. The United States is going to make sure that we do take all the actions necessary, diplomatic and otherwise, that achieve that outcome.
Pompeo contended again that it was unmistakable that Iran launched last week's attacks on two tankers sailing through the narrow passage. In an interview with CBS's Face the Nation, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff agreed that Tehran was to blame, but said the tensions in the Persian Gulf are revealing how isolated the U.S. has become after unilaterally abandoning the Iran nuclear deal.
Our allies warned the United States. I think our intelligence agencies warned policymakers that this kind of Iranian reaction was likely a result of a policy of withdrawing from the Iran nuclear agreement. And so what we see is a split of the U.S. from our allies, and we see Russia and China coming together and having Iran's back.
Meanwhile, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his country will continue to curtail its compliance with the nuclear deal unless other global powers that entered the agreement show positive signals. But he did not elaborate on what those signals might be. This is VOA News. The United States and the Taliban are scheduled to hold a crucial round of negotiations in Qatar early this week amid high expectations of a breakthrough in a nearly year-long process toward ending the war in Afghanistan. This would be the seventh round of talks hosted by the Qatari capital of Doha, where the insurgent group maintains an informal political office. The dialogue, which excludes the Afghan government, has primarily focused on the withdrawal of American forces from the country in exchange for Taliban assurances that transnational terrorists would not be allowed to use Afghan soil for attacks against other countries. A top Sudanese general vowed Sunday to send to the gallows those who carried out a deadly crackdown on protesters earlier this month that killed dozens and left hundreds wounded. Thousands of protesters who had camped outside the Khartoum military headquarters for weeks were violently dispersed by armed men in military fatigues on June 3rd, according to witnesses. Doctors linked to the protest movement say more than 100 people were killed that day, while the health ministry put the nationwide death toll at 61. The mass civil disobedience campaign in Khartoum is impeding aid from flowing to flood-stricken victims in the northern Darfur region, according to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from OCHA headquarters in Geneva.
The UN reports heavy flooding in Tawila in North Darfur has completely destroyed the homes of some 2,500 people and affected nearly 900 latrines, which poses an immediate health hazard. OCHA spokesman Jens Laerke says flood victims are in urgent need of shelter, food and non-food items, and health services. But he notes humanitarian operations are being hampered by unstable conditions in Khartoum.
That means that some of the cash that needs to go to Darfur is not arriving, so they simply can't pay locally for the services.
In addition to this natural disaster, Laerke tells VOA violent intercommunal clashes broke out in Dilaj in central Darfur a few days ago.
Lisa Schlein also reports that the UN humanitarian operations in Sudan are also struggling for lack of money. India has hiked tariffs on 28 goods imported from the United States as a trade spat between the two countries intensifies. The retaliatory move came days after Washington removed New Delhi from a list of countries that have preferential access to U.S. markets. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has pushed India to allow American companies more access to its markets and to lower barriers. Experts fear the growing tensions could cast a shadow over India-U.S. relations. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.